I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. There's no guarantee to free speech. There's no guarantee to free speech.
It's not like they're Boss Hogg. You can make a deal with him.
If Sheriff Roscoe runs the county, Boss Hogg runs Roscoe.
And look, if they were Boss Hogg, I wouldn't fight him as hard. I wouldn't sell out to him, but I wouldn't, you know, risk my life constantly and go head up against him if they just wanted to run things and skim off the top. We're not in good old boy. Boss Hogg just wants to have the biggest house in the town.
Boss, about the election now.
Well, you just better win. That honest John Ledbetter who's running against you can't be bought.
You mean tell me he's honest?
He's so crooked, he makes you look straight.
I lived in a town with Boss Hogg, I just leave. I'm not going to risk my life over Boss Hogg, because Boss Hogg doesn't want to cut your son's genitals off. Boss Hogg doesn't want a nuclear war with the Russians. Boss Hogg ain't dumping chemicals in the water to make your son, feminine.
We want to do internship programs and fellowship programs with Children's Minnesota and other places where people can learn gender-affirming care.
I mean, the guy literally wants to assist in transition surgeries for children. So I don't know any hunter, fisherman, conservative that would even think that that's okay and want to hypersexualize children like that. So I think he's a freak.
This is not a joking matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is not like, oh, we're calling them communists because that hurts them. No, they are totalitarians using communist tactics.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
The man who actually funded her and financed her was a man called Stephen Phillips. He was an open Marxist-Leninist, very closely affiliated with a pro-Chinese communist group called the League of Revolutionary Struggle. And he was very good friends of a young radical named Maya Harris. He knew Maya Harris's family very well. And of course, Maya was the sister of Kamala Harris. Well, Steve Phillips, in the early 90s, he led much of the League of Revolutionary Struggle into the Democratic Party. They changed the name of the organization. They became a group called the Unity Organizing Center, and many of them moved into the Democratic Party, as did Steve Phillips. So they understood, and I've been saying this for several years now, that Kamala Harris would be the candidate for the Democrats in 2020 because she's part of the Steve Phillips stable. She is one of his protégés.
I have seen the work of PowerPack around the country. It really is the work that inspires a lot of people to even consider the fact that they could be leaders and know that if they choose to take that step, there will be support for them. And the support will be broad and it will be deep and it will be significant.
We can see what is possible unburdened by what has been.
So you can see the possibility of a world that's unburdened from its own history, which is exactly what Mao Zedong did when he launched the campaign of Smash the Four Olds, the four old characteristics of Chinese society. They're going to make the new man, as a matter of fact. People could become unburdened by what has been so that they could see what could possibly be in the terms of a socialist utopia.
There has never been a full accounting for the chaos of the Cultural Revolution or for Mao's most disastrous policy of all, the Great Leap Forward, his attempt to modernize China's economy that led to famine and, say some historians, the deaths of at least 45 million people.
Your gun control agenda?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, but I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress has not had the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said, my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action. Because what we need is action.
It is an anti-human, post-human, looking forward to the end of humans, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. I've been in grocery stores and seen magazines at the checkout saying the world without humans would be great. It's all over the place. It's on Fox News. Don't have kids. They're bad for the earth. It's a damn death cult. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Two days, 14 hours, 53 minutes, 36 seconds, the most important election in world history. Then there's the 76 days until Trump gets inaugurated. It was 79 in 2020, but of course they stole it. 138 days till the inauguration. All right, the Kamala Harris campaign was given a disgusting honeymoon by the corporate enemy of the people media. But all of the scientific polls show Trump way ahead. The betting circles have him winning or dead heat. They're going to try to engage in massive fraud yet again. They've been caught red-handed. Speaker Johnson being pressured to attach the SAVE Act to continuing resolution report. The SAVE Act legislation requires individuals to show proof of American citizenship before casting their vote. It has been pushed by conservatives over the past few months. And that is absolutely essential because the Democrats have gone from denying they have illegals voting in over 100 major cities to admitting it and saying it's a good thing. And Pelosi went on Bill Maher Friday and said she wants that and wants them to have $150,000 apiece free as a grant to get a new house. And a bunch of states are already doing this. So this is paying to import their voters. We'll be getting into that. Massive First Amendment fights going on. Brazil's X bans on Elon Musk is only for people that don't like Lula, but the president and the Supreme Court justice and all of them are saying, if we catch you using a VPN or catch you using X, almost a $9,000 equivalent fine, but the communists are allowed to use X. You cannot make this level of garbage up. But that's how it's worked here as well. The State Department's been caught with the CIA putting in voting machines so Lula could steal it a few years ago and getting their Supreme Court to vote to ban Bolsonaro from being able to run for 8 years, and they've now indicted him again. Different country, same operation. Americans increasingly fed up with illegal immigration as foreign gangs commit violent crimes. We're going to be getting into that. And how it's the same policies all over the world, again, being carried out by the Black Rocks on the private end of the UN on the, quote, governance end. But imagine being in Germany where it's even worse. Germany said 2 years ago where they have epic escalating epidemic rapes by the Islamists mainly. They are only 10, 15% of the population, depending on the country, but they're over 70% of the rapes in their own statistics they try to suppress. They told German women, if you're being raped, pee on who is raping you. Pee on them. Well, Germany's gone further. Germany, after being widely mocked, Berlin police dropped recommendation to sing if you face a knife attacker. Just sing to them. Maybe you sing a Michael Jackson song to them, or maybe you sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Guy pulls out a butcher knife. He's trying to stab you. Don't defend yourself. Just say, Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, and its fleece was white as snow. That'll stop them. I'm not joking. I have the German newspapers right here. That's the type of insane news. We've got the German, quote, alternative to Deutschland party has won major state elections by massive margins, sending the communist government of Germany into conniption fits, again, attempting to ban the really milquetoast mainline conservative party. But they call it Nazi, again, a harbinger of what's happening all over the world as the globalists get in so much trouble. We also have the lawsuit by Kansas against Pfizer for lying about being safe and effective, advancing through the courts via their attorney general. And we've got big developments on that front. Distrust in vaccines grows among U.S. adults, survey shows. Also, Russian missiles kill at least 47 in Ukraine city. We're going to be talking about those massive escalations that are unfolding. And just so much more today. And then we have Anthony Rubin joining us of Muckraker. They are set to break, and they've broken so many huge stories. They certainly don't give you a promo for something, and then it disappoints. They have undercover videos, witnesses, and footage of the federal government knowingly placing children as young as two with convicted sex offenders. Now, it's one thing to have the numbers and have the Senate reports, and even the FBI admits this is going on, but then the Border Patrol and others are ordered to complete the smuggling process and hand it over to NGOs, in many cases with no documentation of even who these children are. So they're ghost children. But to see it and to watch it and to have the witnesses, they have a whole film coming out in 2 weeks. They'll be in studio, but they're going to give us a snapshot of what's coming and some first exclusive views of this in the second hour today. He and his team, amazing people. He's been kidnapped in Mexico on record by the drug cartels. They've been shot at. I mean, they've been all over the place, the Darien Gap. But the most shocking stuff they find is in New York and New Jersey and Illinois and Texas and Florida and California. So that's coming up. And it dovetails with something I'm going to hit first here. I've got all this incredibly important news, insane clips, Islamists burning down the biggest churches in France, all of it. But I want to go back to what I covered Sunday and what I covered some yesterday and what we're going to cover right here at the start or a little bit into the show, 12 minutes in today. And that's this. From a political angle and a historical angle and a societal angle, but most importantly, from a what's right angle, a spiritual angle, it is an absolute 100% default, no-brainer, the right thing to do, but also the most politically deadly thing to do to the Democrats, and it's something that can still cut across party lines and get some Democrats that still have some bit of a soul when they're confronted with the facts to do the right thing. And this dovetails with Muckraker coming on Anthony Rubin next hour. As I told you 2.5 years ago, they had Senate reports that 89,000, I looked it up, it's 89,000, I was saying 87 Sunday, 89,000 children are completely missing of the almost 500,000 that they said were brought in then. Now they estimate it's close to 1 million, and remember, most of the people get away, and there's never any contact, so there's no record, so it's much higher than 1 million that they admit are in here. But now the new numbers, as of Senate report and hearings and DHS admitting this 2 weeks ago in those powerful hearings that we played clips of, 325,000 children, that's 3.5 Super Bowl stadiums full of children. I mean, 1,000 would be terrible. Well, 1 would be terrible. 10,000 horrible. 100,000 unbelievable. 325,000. So I guess that's 3 sports stadiums and a quarter. Full, giant, 100,000 person stadiums. That is just unbelievable, but it's real. And then there's so many angles to it. Let me unpack those. Where's the corporate media? Oh, there'll be a blurb in the New York Times or the Washington Post and The New York Times covered its ass last year, a year and a half ago, and said, yeah, hundreds of thousands are in factory slavery, sleeping on cots as young as 11 years old, working in meat packing facilities, food packing facilities, cereal plants, tire plants. And then they had all the hundreds of admissions that got on record. Remember, probably one in 100 gets on record, of kids falling in machines, fingers being cut off, their hair and scalp being ripped off by a machine. And they bring the kids in all these factories. It's all standardized. The worst area is Illinois and Michigan, of all places, and Ohio. And they work them at night at the factory. They bring in special security, everything, and they sleep and live in warehouses at the factories. So think about that. Now, that's the kids that are being used for slave labor. And the Democrats also sign them up for welfare, skim that off, take that from them. This is a well-thought-out, organized plan. Same thing's done in Europe. Same thing's done in Australia. Same thing's done in all the Western countries now. And it's always the left that's in charge, that sets this up, that brings these people in and literally uses them for slave labor. Sex slavery is going on massively. And then signs them up in a new form of slavery where they get the benefits they're getting under the new identities they give them. And then take that most of that money away as well. So, and we have the footage of this. And I meant to play it Sunday, but there's so many clips. Ask Rob Dew. He'll find it. It's where the bald-headed guy, we had an undercover cop, deputy police chief from another town, inside the Catholic Charities building where they had all these smuggled men, women, and children, mainly women and children, many of them unaccompanied children, as young as babies. And she goes in and comes out and says, yeah, there's a guy in there right now saying, I want little girls unaccompanied. I'm going to teach him the Lord's work. And you promised me he had a white van. When I come here, I'm going to get at least three little girls. He then comes out like a Manny Rooster to us and says, what's the problem? Because he saw her talking to us out the window. They had it all blacked out, but you could see through it on the inside. You know, one-way tent. And he goes, look, nobody wants these kids. We're going to make them work. I'm taking them to Ohio. And so he's literally, yeah, here he is. He's literally, and by the way, he drove off that day with little girls. And he's like, what's your problem? What's the big deal? You know, these kids. And he goes on to say, I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. Everything she said. And there's the deputy police chief, the lady who went in plain clothes. So let's just stop right there. We should re-put all this out. You know what? I'm not going to play it here live on air, but we put this out in post on X. We're streaming there now, but we'll add this report in right here. So, but I got to cover the rest of the news. We're going to play it live. So this is what we're facing. And I don't just read about it in the New York Times. I don't just have investigative journalists on. I don't just interview federal marshals and FBI agents and federal judges off record that put me on the trail. We go down there and they come out and say, I'm just here to get people to work. Yeah, so I want 10, 11, 12-year-old girls. I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. What's the problem? And, I mean, you look at the guy. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. But if I was going to cast somebody for a movie for a guy that goes around and kidnaps kids in white vans, I would hire him. He would be the star of the movie with Brian Stelter and Governor Tim Walz. I would have Tim Walz as the head guy that has a dungeon full of kids. And you'd watch it and say, damn, those are scary dudes. They'd get probably an Academy Award. Because, I mean, would you let this guy babysit your kids? And that same day we got footage of them taking babies every hour to the airport and saying, this is my baby, and just handing the baby over. So, and just some person with no ID of who the baby is just disappears. And then secret flights. We were covering this 3.5 years ago. Nobody else was. We would go and show the airports them at night and during the day. We'd have to climb on a fence and shoot through a crack between the hangars. And you'd see a big old large jet, like a passenger plane, unmarked. By that, it's big white jets for secret flights around the country. And we would make a big deal about it then, and nobody picked it up. Now it's been picked up. So you go to Brownsville, you go to McAllen, you go to El Paso, you're not going to have to. It's not like you go deer hunting and you got to sit out there in a stand for a day before you see a big buck, or you got to, you know, get on some deer trail in the woods with your bow and go hunt 2 or 3 days before you see a decent buck to shoot with your bow. I'm not saying shoot it by its analogy of hunting. You go to one of these towns and you pull up and there'll be kids everywhere, vans, trucks, weirdos pulling up, kids being handed over. Go to the airport, any of these airports down there in South Texas. And I mean, it's so much. You've seen the videos where I just 360 around me and there's just buses and cars and taxis and little kids going this way and little kids going that way. And most of the time they're not with mommy. There's some social worker with devil tattoos and MS-13 tattoos and Grim Reaper tattoos all over them. And they say, "Is this your baby?" And she goes, "This is my baby." And then there's the woman. And then they hand the baby over and they just disappear. Oh, but when you want to fly, they want to do basically a body scan and a proctology exam. Yeah, here she is coming over to our car. Like, what are you doing? Well, don't worry, lady. We're going to follow you inside. So, oh, you think we're intimidated, you know, by your gangsterism. So I'm digressing. So what's the big enchilada here? There's Owen talking to her. I've talked to her. Owen's talked to her. She didn't time to go down there. The operation, they've moved it now, but it was right on... what's the name of that street? Tom Landry Street, because he was born on that street. So you go to and they still got illegal alien centers there. Just the Catholic Charities moved to a bigger facility, but their warehouse is right there. And you just go to Tom Landry Street, where it dead ends at the bus station, on whatever street that is, and there's just people everywhere. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with this information, Trump came out in the last few speeches he's given. I've seen it 3 times now. We'll play a clip in a moment. And he said, there's 325,000 kids missing in the government report, many of them in physical slavery and sex slavery, many of them dead. They found some of them dead, but it barely makes the paper. And we need to get into office to stop this. Okay, that's great. That's part of it. But he needs to get into office and pledge, with only 62 days left, that he is going to prosecute Mayorkas and others, and he's going to find the children. A, he's going to shut the border down and stop it. He's going to find the children, but he's going to have criminal investigations, and it's totally illegal what they're doing, of the NGOs, of the big Catholic charities, of the big Jewish charities. Those are the two biggest groups, but there's a bunch of them. But those two groups are more than half of all of it. There's hundreds of groups. And he's going to go after them. But listen, they've done this with the Border Patrol and ICE. When you go there, there's NGOs, plainclothes commies, literal blue and pink-haired liberals, mainly women, that are ordering the Border Patrol and National Guard around to facilitate the smuggling. And then we have National Guard come up and threaten us with guns in their hands, saying, get out of here, when we're at the border showing it. To myself, Owen, and our security guys are all combat vets, and they get pissed and say, man, you're violating your oath of office. What are you doing? And get in their face. You're violating your oath right now. And then they say, F you, son of a bitch, get out of here. They bump some of our people with a car. So you think the military's great. You think law enforcement's great. A lot of them are upset and are giving us information. But not the guys they're putting in charge. They like it. I'd say the Border Patrol was 98% good 4 years ago. Border Patrol will tell you right now, it's 20% bad now. They're 80% good. They are replacing them with scum and criminals and gang members and pedophiles. And they're taking over every institution. I'm not picking on the Border Patrol. Border Patrol will tell you this. They're putting bad people in, woke people in. I talked to some fellows with amazing connections in the last 24 hours. People in the State Department and people on Capitol Hill. And I've got some big news coming up on that. In fact, I meant to write a note, so I don't forget to do that. The October 7th news. Reportedly big false flags coming October 7th. On the anniversary of the Hamas attack in Israel, in southern Israel. So I wrote a note to tell you about that next hour. Or I'll do it third hour because I have a guest next hour. So, this is so simple. It will galvanize America. People are already super pissed about this. Trump just shouldn't say we're going to stop it when he gets in office and control the border. He's going to stop it. He's going to find the kids. He's going to prosecute everybody involved, from the NGOs to right down to the politicians and the bureaucrats, and we've got them dead to rights suspending federal laws. You can't suspend a federal law just because you're the attorney general or you're the head of HHS. Mayorkas can't, you know, just go rob a bank and say, well, I'm the head of HHS, or I'm the DHS, excuse me, or the head of the Justice Department, Garland. You can't do that. They're not above the law. And so Trump needs to say, I'm going to prosecute you. I'm going to set up task forces, state, local, and federal. And we're going to have a war on child traffickers and human traffickers and pedophiles. And that will galvanize America. It cuts across party lines. Even a lot of Democrats will say, yeah, I'm not going to support the party of pedophilia and mass human smuggling. The polls are clear. 75 to 85, depending on the poll you look at. But on average, about 80% of Americans want that border shut down. And they say the number one issue is the open border and the human trafficking and the abuses of these people. Not just they're being brought in to vote us out and have control and as a permanent underclass to drive down wages and they're a permanent underclass. That's bad enough. We've got 325,000 missing children. And so we have millions of listeners. Yeah, I can call the head of the campaign, and I have. And I can talk to Roger Stone, and I have. And I can get a call through to Trump if I really want. He'll call me. But what they really hear is you on the road, you in the emails, you on X, you on Truth Social, sending him the video that we posted Sunday that's got 1 million-plus views. It needs 10 million views. I'll repost at the top of X. The latest version, link I put to it says, if Trump does this one thing, he'll win in a landslide. Real Alex Jones on X. Go find that video. I'll repost at the front of InfoWars.com right now. Ben, post it. But get it out there and get it to the president. If he does this one thing, he'll win in a landslide. Trump must pledge to shut down the border, find the 325,000 missing children, and prosecute those responsible. Put that bastard, that vampire, that pedophile enabler, that pedophile king, not saying he screws kids, but he enables it. He delivers them on a silver platter. That man is one of the greatest criminals in history hiding right in front of you. All right, here's a little bit of the Trump clip I'm talking about. We'll go to break and come back. Here it is.
Numbers, though, seriously, if this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now, listen to this number because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she says I wasn't the border czar.
No, probably about it.
But she was. It was headlines. Border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing. She created a fast pass entry program to speed the admission of illegals into all of our ports of entry. And remember when they said, now they have a new line. We created a strong border. No. They keep saying it over and over. The worst border in history. But they think if they keep saying it over and over,
that's
most
good.
People aren't.
That's
like
good.
That.
So we're going to go to break. But the point is, okay, great, Trump. You're going to expose it. That's wonderful. You're going to stop it. That's great. You're going to find the 325,000 kids and others, and you're going to prosecute the people that did it. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to say. You need to say it now. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college, or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorist hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away, and it could take you a week. You might have to walk home, folks, and you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. I'm admitting I've not done... I've done 1% of what I should, and that's most, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out, and here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this, and as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system, and it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9-month delay or back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo. Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Tuesday transmission. Deep state panics as America awakens over 325,000 missing migrant children, many of which are now being found in sex slavery. Kind of a big deal. And Trump is not making a big enough deal about it. Now, again, I know this audience knows about this. You know probably more than I do, many of you. But I'm talking about the hundreds of thousands of new people, conservatively, that tune in each hour that want to hear what the Alex Jones Show is all about. It's not about me. It's about I know what to focus on. It's so ridiculously obvious that this is one of the greatest crimes in history going on right in front of everyone. It's totally illegal. And the Democratic Party is in charge of it. And Mayorkas and Harris and all of them are guilty as hell. And, I mean, are we really this soulless? It's one thing if they brought in men and women and gave them a bunch of free stuff and let them vote illegally. That's just criminal. That's just treason. But when you add to it children in slave labor and sex slavery, and it's in the New York Times a year and a half ago, I mean, that's the establishment admitting it. And I know it's true because I've gone and documented before they did. And I just sit there and I think, Trump said that in his speeches. He goes, just think about it. Think about that number. 325,000, that's a low number. That's what they know is missing. And then they find them dead, or they find them in sex slavery, and it's in the reports, and or they're in slave labor, and we just sit here like it's no big deal. Do you think any of us are safe with a government that would do stuff like this? They're not just letting it happen. Oh, I see the conservative headline and Breitbart and Town Hall and Red State and everywhere. I'm not putting them down, but I see the headline. Kamala lost 325,000 children. Kamala doesn't know where they are. Kamala and Biden did it and told the people do it, and they brought them up here and ran it with the NGOs that are in charge of the Border Patrol when you go down there. If your two-year-old got out the back door and went, jumped in the swimming pool and drowned because you were dumb enough to not put a fence up around it. You know, I've had little kids. They've grown up, but I put a plastic, you know, mesh fence up around the all the way around the pool with a lock on it. That way they can't climb a four-foot thing and get in it and die. But if your kid gets out and climbs over it and drowns, that's just negligence. But if you go throw the baby in the pool, you murdered it. That's murder one. That's premeditated murder. And this is the same thing, and a lot of them have died. They find dead kids all the time on the border, little ones, babies. Blip in the local newspaper. They don't tell you their name. They don't show you pictures. They don't humanize it because they're running it. They're doing it. They're throwing the babies into a meat grinder, into a cultural, spiritual, physical, psychological, sexual wood chipper. Feet first. And so I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to move on. Trump needs to not just talk about the 325,000 missing and how Kamala let it happen. She did it. He needs to do whole speeches on it, podcasts on it. He needs to get all the statistics and put charts up and show the videos and the reports and the Senate reports, not just how he cut the border down to almost nobody coming across by the end of his administration. He gets in, it's way up here with Obama, goes way down to almost nothing, and then Biden gets in and it doubles what Obama did. He got shot while he got grazed while he was showing that chart. Yeah, that's a great chart to show, but why don't you show what's coming across that border? Why don't you zoom in on it and personalize it and humanize it? My God, this is a no-brainer. And I'm going to make more phone calls today when I get off air. I'm going to call the head of the campaign up, and I get them all on the phone. I'm going to send them the video. I called people this weekend. But what'll really get them to take the right action, and I know why Trump doesn't do it. It sounds hardcore to say 325,000 kids are missing and the media attacking for that. Good, they're evil. They're complicit. They've shown themselves. You want to be attacked. Trump needs to go out there with slides at these rallies, and he needs to hit Kamala in the debate on the 10th. That's only 7 days away. 7 days away. And he needs to broadside her ass and just keep bringing it up. And when the moderator says, hey, that's not the question now, say, she didn't answer it. You're guilty of 325,000 kids missing, many of them in sex slavery. You're a monster. You need to go to prison. And when I get into office, you're going to prison, witch. Because he's already 10, 15 points ahead, 20 points ahead, depending on the state. But they've got at least 10% baked in of fraud, illegals, dead people voting, you know, the numbers. They've had all the top computer experts on. It's about 10% they've got. He's got to hit them with 15, 20% in those damn battleground states. And they know he's at least 12, 14 points ahead in those. That's why they tried to kill him, because they know. But he's got to do something that turbocharges it over the top. It's the right thing to do. It's the duty to do. Even if it was unpopular, he should do it for the children so that he's not complicit. Because if you know something's going on and you do a half-ass, it'd be like watching your 1 year old toddler out the back of you, and you're sitting there, you're the neighbor looking over your fence. You know, let's say you're taking down Christmas tree lights or something, and you look and you see a 1 year old run and just jump in the pool. Well, if you decide to have a cup of coffee first and then you're going to call your neighbor, it's like some weird, sick complicity. No, you run, you jump your fence, you grab the baby out of the water. Maybe you're old, you can't jump a fence. You slide a chair up there, you get on it, you go over the fence. And so Trump is not having a cup of coffee while the kid drowns, watching it and having, you know, and then kind of take his time making a phone call. He's standing on his back porch going, hey, a baby just fell in your pool. There's a baby in there. No, you got to go jump the fence. You got to get it out. And the equivalent of that is Trump. Folks, if we'll put up with them cutting our son's penises off and saying it's cool, if we'll put up with hundreds of thousands down here of fentanyl and World War III and illegal aliens voting, and them devaluing the dollar and inflation and saying they're peeing on us and it's raining, we're going to put up with 325,000 bare minimum kids missing, many of them in sex slavery? I mean, again, I'm just going to keep hammering this. I want everybody to go to Infowars.com. We're going to post it on the front page. Again, the report I put out, that me and Chase put out Saturday, that I aired Sunday, and it's got a couple million views total with all the versions we put out. One version has about 1.2 million views. We'll find that one on X. It's got the headline that I re-put out last night. If Trump just does this one thing, he'll win in a landslide. He can't just talk about the missing children. He's got a pledge to save them, to find them, and prosecute those responsible. It's real simple. Oh, isn't Trump great? He's up there talking about the missing kids. Yeah, and then? You're like the cops got up on the news and said, little Becky is three. They saw a man in a blue van jump the fence and grab her and throw her in the back. No one got the license plate, but this is where the car was seen headed. Help us find little Becky, little Susie. Yeah, there it is. 1.2 million views. I mean, that needs 100 million views. And I tweeted this to Elon Musk. I said, listen, you make great videos. Will you do your own version of this for heaven's sake? Or re-put mine out? I don't give a damn if we don't get the credit. I don't care one bit. I want to save the children. I want to expose these criminals. I want to take our government back. In fact, I'm just, for the rest of the hour, going to repeat this. This will get people's attention. Trump does not need to talk about the missing 325,000 children. He needs to pledge to find them, to save them, to stop the continued shipping in, to shut down the border, and prosecute the people responsible. Justice demands it. This will bring down the whole stinking house of cards. Our enemies are so arrogant that they completely open the border, set up the NGOs, they've done this in Europe, to giant sex trafficked children in the UN and NATO. I've got articles going back 30 years. I made films showing them doing this in Europe in the 90s and the 2000s, and they do it now. DynCorp, Halliburton, the UN, they've all been caught. I'm not saying the average oil field worker at Halliburton's a bad man or woman, but they use Halliburton aircraft to do it. Look it up. This is big business. And I don't want to just hear we're gonna get in and stop this more happening. You hear about POW/MIA. Tens of thousands of U.S. troops missing at the end of World War II and Korea and Vietnam, and everybody flies the flag, and we got to find them, and there's all these movies about it, and missions to see where they are, get their remains back. Great, that's wonderful. But those are men that were in the military, and we try to find them, and that's a good thing to do. But my priority on a scale of 1 to 10 is bring back the troops is a 9, and saving children is a 10. But it's like you get up to 9 and it's a foot tall. You go to talk about the children, it's 1,000 feet tall. It's so much more important to save children, little babies, than it is to save our veterans that are in torture dungeons. And I agree we need to save them. But I'm saying the instinct, the spirit, what Christ said, the number one thing he hates is hurting children. Look it up. Suffer the little ones. Better for you to tie a giant stone around your neck and throw it in the ocean than to hurt one of these. What you do to them, you've done to me. So, I want you to go to Real Alex Jones. We're going to post the tweet on the front of InfoWars on the live show feed. I want you to get the tweet. I want you to send it to Elon Musk. I want you to send it to Trump. I want you to send it to Truth Social. I want you to hammer their ass. And I want to see Trump within days saying, we're going to find the children. We know they opened the border. We know the NGOs are running it. We know Kamala prepared it. We know they set the standard with no IDs so they can disappear. We know they got rid of the DNA testing. Last year, Biden said, I don't want funding anymore for DNA testing. They can do it in a day. That's super cheap, like $100. The guys with two little kids, they say, I don't want to be with this guy. He's not my daddy. They're 6, 7 years old. Sometimes they're a year old, many times. And they go, we're going to DNA test you and hold you for a week. They DNA test him. You're not their father. You're not even related to him. They can tell if it's a dad, mom, brother, uncle, sister, first cousin, second cousin. Just a DNA test, 100% accurate. I thought they killed the funding last year, which they did. They had whistleblowers in Congress when this latest 325,000 came out. That's confirmed. That's DHS numbers. That exposed that 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, Biden killed all the DNA testing when the Border Patrol wants to do their job and just earmark the money for something else. The other CBS News, expert says ending DNA testing at border will result in more suffering and exploitation. That was last year. They'd already done it secretly, covering the tracks, people. I mean, this is beyond evil. And it's hard for me to grasp that our government is run by people who do this, but they do. Now, I've got dozens of incredible clips, hundreds of incredible stories, huge guests that deal with this coming up. And I said I'd just do 30 minutes on it, but I've done 47 minutes on it because this is like, if you like a Star Wars analogy, episode 4 of New Hope, this is like the reactor shaft. The Death Star, they can't destroy it with their ships. It's too powerful. It's too armored. But they've got to have an exhaust port for the nuclear reactor that runs its main gun. And if you can fire a torpedo down that shaft that's only 3 meters wide, it will blow the whole thing up. Now, I'm sitting here with the torpedoes aimed at the shaft. And all Trump's got to do is fire the torpedo. It's like a big giant lever, though. Trump's got to pull it. I'm trying to push it, trying to get you to push it. I'm like, come on, let me push it. I'm a Lilliputian compared to Trump. I'm like, risking my life. Believe me, they don't like me doing this. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, help me push this damn lever. Because when it clicks and that torpedo drops, we need to get back because it's going to blow the New World Order politically to hell. To kingdom come, to Timbuktu. So I'm standing, staring down the reactor shaft right now, and all I'm asking Trump to do is pull the damn trigger. Pull the 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 trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. The reason I'm doing all this is you tune in, all this incredible stuff, all this important stuff we're covering. It's all very important. We got their ass on this one, baby. These people are the most wild-eyed, crazy, arrogant criminals I've ever seen. And if you study criminology, psychopaths and pedophiles always want to get caught because their subconscious hates them. Their unconscious hates them. They're still part human. So they brag and they flaunt and they strut and they arrogantly try to rub our nose in it. Like Newsom on TV going, yeah, we stole the election. Yeah, we installed Kamala. It's totally illegal. So what? Yeah, we didn't clean up San Francisco for the public. We did it for Xi Jinping. So what? So what? So what? So what? What you going to do about it, huh? You see what we can do to kids? We can take your autistic son and secretly at the school when he's 7, get him on a fast track and a database that when he's 10, we're going to cut his Johnson off. And he'll think it's cool and love it. He'll hate you. That's called mind control. We're going to cut your son's balls off. It's about power. And I've explained this before, and I'm going to shift gears to another huge story right now. Ball's in your court now, folks. You want to win? You want to save the kids? You want to stop them? It's right there. No, 100% guaranteed. They're done. You make this number one issue. And even if Trump doesn't do it, we'll do it. I think he will. It's just that they're loading his teleprompter with things he agrees with, and he writes some of it. And we just got to get in front of his face and say, hey, I know leveling this at Kamala and them and saying they're doing it is bad, but we have all the whistleblowers. It's admitted. They turned the DNA testing off so they could cover their tracks. Come on! Come on! And it's just like the Death Star. Their primary ignition, they're clear to fire. It's coming down to the wire with this election in 62 days. Come on, kid, let's blow this thing and go home. Come on. Instead, the guy that plays Luke Skywalker is batting for the other team, Team Pedo. But that's an analogy. This is the real world we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. And this shot isn't even a one in a million. This is so easy. We caught them out in the open. They're arrogant. Something this criminal left to hide in plain view. Just like they thought they're poison shots, killing 30-something million people now. That's a conservative number. Everybody has to go with lower or 20. They thought it was so horrible, we'll never admit it to ourselves, we'll get away with it. But instead, oh, they're going down. It's all coming out. All these governments, all these state governments are coming out exposing that they knew it was deadly, didn't protect you. It was fraud. Their liability shield doesn't protect them on that. And it's the same thing with the smuggled kids. They just think we're done. They think we're in a trance. They think the frog already boiled. And a lot of frogs did boil, but a lot of frogs jumped out. Got it? New World Order? But here's another thing I talk about a lot. Because I've been covering this for 30 years. I talked to all the old-timers that were real experts. You know, head of Air Force Weapons Development, head of the FBI in the Los Angeles sector, Anthony Sutton, the head archivist at Congress. I mean, I've talked to a few people. They were like, pedophiles run it, child sex slavery. I was being told this 30 years ago. My uncle, when he died 10 years ago, he'd already told me some. He told me everything when he was dying. Right before they put him on a ventilator. Died 5 days later. He said, listen, it's all real. When I worked for Army Special Operations and the CIA, I was building airfields in Central and South America, and I ran Contra. And the reason I got out and a bunch of other guys got out was because they were smuggling kids out of orphanages, little kids. We didn't know where they were going, but we knew it was bad. And we tried to expose it. They came after us. I don't need to hear that from Benton Parton or people like that. No. Got to hear it from my uncle that saw it with his own eyeballs. He was in charge of building stuff, not in charge of the smuggling kids. So he was in charge of communications and airfields, building airfields and El Jefe. And he knew a lot the government told him. You know what the government was doing. with a little powder. But the point is that when it came to kids, like Tony Montana, I told you, no women, no kids. You think I need this in my life? You think I'm a worm like you? So that's the choice you've all got to make. And Trump needs to do the right thing, and he needs to do it right now. And he will. I have faith in that. In fact, I know it's going to happen. Pull the trigger. Now, I tell you, and you see it in the news, Confucian centers were set up in the 70s and 80s, openly run by the Communist Chinese Party, to get the students, mainly military people, their main target and government agent types, to fly them to China, pay them off, give them all this money. They get married there, you name it, to then become a Communist Chinese agent. I'll get to this after our guest leaves us next hour. Guess what's happened, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what's happened? And I'm telling you, at least half of the Democrats in the Senate and House, that's a conservative number, are actual communist Chinese spies. They are in the party. They go there. They pledge allegiance. Swalwell, Dianne Feinstein, all of them. Former aide to New York governor charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. CNN. Former aide to New York Governor Hochul charged with being an agent of the Chinese government. That means a spy. And it goes on. Linda Sun, former Kathy Hochul aide, arrested months after FBI raided her home. You can't swing a stick and not hit one. You can't swing a stick in the dark. Who do you think pedo-looking Walls is? You don't want to just put tampons in the boys' bathroom or cut your son's wiener off. Or let the people burn down Minnesota and see how great it was. His wife loved the smell of burning tires. It's a quote, how beautiful it was. The guy is a freaking communist on record. In newspaper articles, he was being interviewed by 25 years ago. He's a piece of trash. And that tells you who runs this government. People that want to destroy our country. All right, I'm going to go to break. Listen, I can't do this without you. It's real simple. So, you want somebody that fights? We're doing it. You want somebody that delivers? We're doing it. You want somebody that pours their guts out? We do it. And we're having victory. And it's because of you. Those that have supported us, you get the credit, and I salute you and thank you. But I want to tell people that have never gotten a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood, your cardiovascular system, your libido, your energy, mental, really feel it. Women, too, but mental, really feel it in one particular way in the morning when you wake up. But that's just a happy side effect of it. It's all there. Oh, the great InfoWars MD gummies and highest quality 1,000-milligram tincture for your inflammation, your focus, your mind. Doesn't get you high. There's no THC. Legal in all 50 states. It is amazing. It's the good part of the plant God gave us. InfoWarsStore.com for the InfoWars MD line. So many other great products there. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Down and Out Sleep Support, Ultimate Krill Oil, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. There, of course, is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's so amazing that's about to sell out. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the Ashwagandha Gummies, the Prostate Support, the Nerve Renew, the Good Night Sleep, the Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever and works really great. Ashwagandha with black pepper extract. Oh, that gives you such mental clarity and relaxation. It's not like drugs you take as a depressant and you're just kind of out of it. No, you're like relaxed but more focused. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, go to the great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, for all the nano silver toothpaste and nano silver products and Next Level Foundational Energy that's not a stimulant but feels like one with no letdown because it has special things in your cells. Check out Next Level Foundational Energy now at drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number two is right ahead.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed.
Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.